here. That's outstanding. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Senate Special Committee on Budget, May 18, 2005. Now, four items before us, hard work by our subcommittees and committee. We'll start out with Senate Bill 5569, the Board of Nursing. Senator Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 5569 is a budget bill for the Oregon State Board of Nursing. The agency is funded by revenue generated from examination, licensing, and renewal fees, and a small amount of federal funds which subsidize the certification of nursing assistants. The agency receives no general fund support. The Human Services Subcommittee approved a budget of $9.5 million and 44.25 FTE. The approved budget enhances public safety by providing increased resources to improve the timeliness of complaint investigations and to conduct nationwide criminal background checks. The subcommittee approved the establishment of two investigative positions, increased the part-time complaint intake coordinator to full-time, and approved the establishment of a fee to cover fingerprint processing costs. The subcommittee also approved the continuation of three limited duration positions to maintain current customer service center staffing in anticipation that increased use of online services may reduce the need for these positions in the future. The approved budget includes an increase in rent to accommodate a DAS, a DAS approved space plan, and several technical adjustments. The technical adjustments include PERS and Attorney General rate reductions and a one-time increase to accommodate delays in an office reconfiguration project that was expected to be completed in the current biennium. The subcommittee approved 10 of the agency's 19 performance measures. Eight measures were deleted with direction to the agency to keep them internally, and one customer service measure was replaced with two standard customer service measures. The Human Services Committee recommends Senate Bill 5569 be amended and reported out as a passed out as recommended. As amended.
Okay.
All right.
I know.
We got it there. Okay.
I thought I was the only one, Mr. Chair.
We're getting the groove here now that we're moving south.
We're getting in the groove.
Any objections? Any discussion? Seeing none, so ordered. Since you did so well, you get to do the next one, Senate Bill 5570, Board
okay.
of Nursing.
Okay, thank
bill.
You, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 5570 ratified fee increases improved by the last legislative assembly and implemented administratively by the Oregon State Board of Nursing in October 2003. The increases were needed to maintain services and provide an adequate ending cash balance. The bill also ratifies a new $5 certified nursing assistant to license fee that was established administratively. The 0507 budget for the Oregon State Board of Nursing assumes continuation of these fees. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5570 be amended and reported out as due pass.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. This is okay. We'll go to Senate Bill 5571, the Commission for the Blind. Senator Westland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5571 is a budget bill for the Commission for the Blind. The Commission oversees a rehabilitation agency that serves legally blind Oregonians who require services to be employed or live independently in their communities. The agency is primarily supported by federal funds. Other fund sources include interagency agreements, industrial program sales, and donations. The agency's general fund is used exclusively to match federal funds. The Human Services Subcommittee approved a total budget of $13.5 million and 44.6 FTE. Federal funds represent 72% of the total. The general fund portion, $1.2 million, is only 2% greater than the current approved level. The approved budget converts four limited duration positions to permanent to maintain current program levels. The budget also includes several technical adjustments and a 3% general fund services and supplies reduction. The subcommittee approved one of the agency's nine performance measures. The subcommittee approved one of the agency's nine performance measures. Seven measures were deleted with direction to the agency to keep them internally, and one customer service measure was replaced with two new standard customer service measures. The agency was directed to develop outcome-based measures for the next legislative session. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5571 be amended and reported out with a due pass recommendation, as well as requesting shorter ponies for future reads.
We're better readers.
Any real discussion? Any objection? Seeing none?
We have better readers.
So ordered. Yeah, there you go. Senate Bill 5572, the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Senator Carter.
Try it again. Senate Bill 5572 is a budget bill for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. The agency recruits and trains volunteer ombudsmen to identify, investigate, and resolve complaints made by or on behalf of Oregon's long-term care residents. The agency advocates for system changes that promote and protect the rights and interests of long-term care residents. The Human Services Subcommittee approved a total budget of $2 million in aid to FTE. The approved budget maintains current program levels and includes a one-time fund shift that generated general fund savings of $35,000. The subcommittee approved 7 of the agency's 14 performance measures. 6 measures were deleted with direction to the agency to keep them internally, and 1 customer service measure was replaced with 2 standard customer service measures. The Human Services Committee recommends SB 5572 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Very good. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none. So ordered. Nothing more before the order?
Mr. Chairman, just want to...
Vice Chair?
Comment on in terms of Deborah making sure that when performance measures were deleted that didn't need to be externally, she made sure that they would have to hold on to them for inside care and be tied to some outcomes.
Good.
And I want to compliment her, Mr. Rocco, for that.
Oh, that's appropriate. I appreciate that. A lot of these things the agency needs to track, or we will want to know, but are not necessarily outcomes for overall performance. With that, nothing else, we will adjourn.